Hi, everyone. Amy here. And if you're watching, you're about to embark on a tale as old as time. OnlyFans baddie, Latina mommy, LGBTQ plus. Y'all gonna see. This episode was so good. I'm so happy that Charlene joined us.
I lost my virginity to a strap.
Oh.
Where's that dun 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 button? Where's that at?
XY. XX.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
Where are you?
Today we have another special guest. All my guests are special. If I'm choosing you, you're the chosen one. Mm-hmm. Charlene.
Don't say that.
What? It's your name.
I know, but you're making me nervous. Okay, ready?
We're rolling, baby. Charlene Perez is here. And I'm really excited to have you on because I've been wanting to have you on because you are a multifaceted woman. You're Latin. You're hot. You are an OnlyFans baddie, okay? You like both sexes.
I do.
So I thought this one...
Do you?
I don't.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you did.
No, I'm like strictly dickly, I guess.
Okay.
But I've hooked up with girls before.
Okay.
Not like all the way, but...
Okay.
I've made
so
out.
Do you feel like you're physically attracted to girls?
Of course.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, first I want to talk about... Your OnlyFans.
Like, how did I get into it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I used to work at Hooters. And you know how Hooters is.
Ooh,
like, ass out, titties out, everything out.
Yeah.
So, I was just serving at places. And people would just ask me for my Instagram because I look good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So, I'll be like, follow me on Instagram. But I guess I had a lot of guys on there ask me, like, where's your OF? When
really?
Are you going to start an OF?
Customers.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's when I really was like, like, if I made that shit $20 and I got all these people asking me about my OnlyFans, that's like $300 right there.
Right. Period.
Got a little bit of lip gloss on there.
It's okay.
But
so, all right. So you make your OnlyFans, you create the account.
I created the account with my friend.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So
your friend that's a girl or your friend that's a guy?
My friend that's a girl.
Okay.
So we would really just make videos together, post pictures together.
Okay, what kind of videos?
Some shaking that ass, making that ass clap videos.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So you guys are, okay. I just want to picture this scenario. So you were like, let's chill. And then you go to her house or she comes to your house and then you guys close the door and you're...
Rewind.
Yeah, let's go back. Okay.
So I was living in Georgia when I was working at Hooters.
Okay.
And I was texting my friend because, you know, I'm from New York, so I was always coming to visit.
Okay.
So I texted my friend. I'm like, yo, let's do it. Let's make an OnlyFans. Let's go get that money together and let's do it together because that's double the people, double the money. Double everything.
Right.
Double the titties, double the ass.
And people want to see it.
I want to see it. Two bad bitches together. Who wouldn't want to see it?
Right. Was it a joint idea? Were you like, okay.
It was.
And that kind of encouraged you to go for it.
Because I'm like, yo, everybody's asking me to make an OnlyFans. She's like, yo, everybody's asking me too. So we were like, you know what? Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt more comfortable doing it with her too.
Okay.
Because it's both of us.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not just... I'm not just putting myself out there. Okay, but what about now? Are you still doing it with your friends?
No.
Or?
We just ended up doing it on our own, I guess.
Oh, and so
I
she
just,
has her own OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And I started my own, like, the beginning of this month. So, yeah. Very so now nice. I'm just growing from there.
All right, so this might be kind of a personal question, but...
Okay.
Don't be scared.
No, I got scared.
Do you have a preference when it comes to... men or women? I don't think you do.
Okay, so I feel like with women, I'm more of a like, I guess you can say, like, I fuck with, like, studs more.
Okay.
And, like, when it comes to guys, I don't ever fuck with guys for real. Like, I have not took a guy serious in so long. Yeah.
Please, let's get into that.
Let's get the fuck into it. So get I'm another sure. shot. And
I'm okay. Yeah, Suli, let's do some more shots if possible.
I feel like with guys, I give them one chance and you're gone. Fuck okay. three strikes, fuck two strikes.
It should be like that.
Really?
All around.
I feel like girls, I give them a chance.
Okay.
Is that weird?
No, you might just lean more towards that sex.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I give them a chance. I'd be like, okay, you fucked up once. I'll forgive you.
Okay.
But guys, I'd be like, nope.
Nope.
You're blocked. On
blocked?
Yes.
Not blocked.
No, you're definitely blocked.
Okay. You lean more towards women. So, and you said you've never really dated guys like that.
Yeah.
But you've had sex with guys.
Yeah. And, so that's kind of different.
And what do you think? Are you as into it?
Physically, I'm into guys, but not emotionally. Like, if okay. I'm into you emotionally, then it's serious.
Like, you must be special. A unicorn. Okay. No, I'm interested because I'm new to this.
Okay.
Okay, so when we're talking about LGBTQ...
Plus. We need community. To put that plus there.
Right.
Because I feel like they just come out with new sexualities every month.
Right.
I feel like...
Yeah, no, it's, I guess. Not every month.
No.
But yeah.
I mean, like, pretty recent.
People identify as different things. Okay, so what does that look like? How do you put out there that you're gay and you're looking? Because sometimes I think girls are flirting with me, but I'm like, they could just be super nice to me in the bathroom.
That's
like,
true.
I don't know. How do you put it out there?
Do
you wear like a bracelet with a rainbow on it or something? Mm-mm. Okay.
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. I feel like girls just approach me or yeah. I approach girls.
Okay.
And it's like, if you're a stud, mm-hmm. then obviously you like girls.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. Because you're into more, I guess, yeah. masculine looking mm-hmm. girls. Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess it's easier for you.
Yeah.
Got it.
And I don't know. I guess they just think I do. I don't know. I don't really just wear a rainbow bracelet for real or put a rainbow emoji in my bio. They just slide in my inbox. I'd be like, hello.
Huh? I'm so weak. And I think too, when you're more yourself, you're able to, like, people gravitate towards
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's true.
When it looks like you're like, so happy because you're just doing you and being authentic and true to yourself.
Yeah.
People want to be next to that.
Yeah. Because
they're too
true.
Afraid to put themselves out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm spinning out some wisdom right now, honestly.
It's a whole lot.
I do have some questions for you.
Okay.
And let me know if there's anything you want to talk about specifically. But
okay.
One of my questions is, obviously, you seem like the type of person that's super carefree.
Mm-hmm.
Such a beautiful, free-floating spirit.
Thank you.
Okay. So, but obviously there's a lot of stigmas attached to
of
the
course.
Things you identify with and just the things you be doing, like OnlyFans. How do you feel about maybe your family
okay.
finding out about your OnlyFans? Do they know?
My mom, I feel like my mom's supportive about a lot. She's like, go get that money.
Nice.
Go make that money.
All right. So your parents are super supportive. Okay. So this is
my mom is super supportive.
Okay. Your dad, not so much. Does he know about your OnlyFans?
He actually does.
Oh.
And he's a Dominican dad.
Okay.
So you already know how that went down.
Yeah. Actually, I had questions about that too because I'm Dominican too.
Okay. And you're Dominican. Are you Dominican?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got more people in the building. Okay.
Okay. This done got serious.
Uh huh. But. Yeah. How do you feel like that?
I feel like it really depends on who you were raised by. Because I feel like some Dominicans, they were raised different.
Mm-hmm.
I know most Dominicans were raised the same.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad, he's pretty strict. He's Dominican.
Right.
We know this.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just, I don't know. He found out and he was just like, why? Why?
Aww.
And I'm just like, listen, Dad. I like to shake ass.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Did you actually?
Yes.
Really? Yeah. What is that? So bold of you.
Yeah, he was just really disappointed. I'm sorry, Dad.
Okay.
Yeah, he was really disappointed.
Does that make you feel...
No, it don't make me feel no type of way because it's like I'm going to still do what I want to do for real. You know what I mean? But not your parents aren't going to support everything you want to do. Not everybody that you love are going to support what you want to do. Right. And that's okay. Keep grinding. Keep doing what you want to do.
Facts. You heard it here first.
And that's a fact. But yeah, he was pretty disappointed. He's like, please don't post pictures like that. Do you know what they would do with those pictures? I'm like, Dad, yes.
And that's why they're paying for it.
And that's why they're paying for it, Dad. Go sub. Bad petite mommy.
Not your dad.
No, for real, though. Dad, go tell your friends to go sub. Oh come on. God, support Jesus me. Like, if I was a dad, I mean, I can't put myself in a dad's position because I just can't.
Yeah. Maybe you just wouldn't want to know about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So how do you find out?
How did he find out? Mm-hmm. I have really nosy people in my family, and they like to screenshot a lot. Oh. They have this thing where they like screenshot everything I post. So,
oh God,
yeah, but it's okay. I mean, what can we do about it?
Nothing.
I mean, we could block them, but what are we gonna do if they're make just gonna a new make account?
Fake yeah. account to follow so you that's to snitch on you?
That's what I'm saying. I should probably make my account private. I feel like more people would probably follow.
You know what? I think the same thing about my account, but then I'm like,
I want everyone to see this.
Yeah,
shit.
I want everyone to see. Like,
even if
I
you're
want,
just lurking, just right, look.
I want you to look,
because people really just be like looking for real. They don't even be liking. I mean,
and they just be watching your story, but yet yeah, they don't follow you.
Yeah, that's I got people that don't even follow me watching my story.
Yeah,
I feel like my dad just takes it as me being a hoe. Like I take it as
because he's
me,
old school.
Yeah, of course, but I take it as me being a work of art. You know what I mean? You're going to a museum. You're looking at all these pictures. You're paying $50 to go to a museum and look at pictures? Pay $50 to look at me.
That's gonna be the video right there. That's gonna be... I'm gonna cut that and make that a thing. We're breaking... Yeah, facts. We're breaking the stigma right now because...
Yeah, facts. No, for real. Like, I like just adding roses and sunlight to my pictures, you know, yeah. I'm making it artsy.
I always take my nudes so that if I were to get exposed, I would be proud.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
I put time into that.
But I mean, I look good.
Yeah.
I got exposed, but I look good, right? I mean, I feel like I just got comfortable taking nudes because before OnlyFans and before Hooters, I wasn't like that. But that's because I was in a relationship.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I've heard that you're very shy.
Yeah, I am.
So.
But I want to put myself out there more. Like, I'm.
Yeah. That's how you learn. That's how you grow.
That's true.
Okay.
That is how you
masterpiece.
Okay, work of art.
Yeah.
I see you.
Honestly, you really kind of like changed my perspective. Honestly, not that I was judging anyone for doing whatever the fuck they want to do or putting themselves out there, but people say what they're gonna say, but that's totally a different way to look at it. Tell me about it. So what's your process? How do you get in the zone? Because whenever I'm about to take nudes, I'll like do my hair, onto my makeup a little bit.
I love that. I'll that's such a vibe. Mm-hmm. Like I'll probably just smoke a little, drink some wine, do my makeup, you know, get cute, put on some lingerie, unlock to take off my lingerie. But that's the thing. Like, I don't know. I feel like I turn myself on by taking my own pictures.
Yeah. So you get in the zone. You drink some wine. You dim the lights. Mm-hmm. You get all sexy. And then you start getting turned on by yourself. Mm-hmm. I always say this. I'm like, girls, take pictures of your vagina. Look at your vagina and like get into it. How the fuck? How do you not know what your vagina looks like?
That's true.
And that helps you build courage. Like, let's say if you're not that confident in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. If you're like super into yourself,
yeah, you just gotta learn to love yourself.
Forget the other person, like
for real. Yeah, you really gotta learn to love yourself for real. Because before, I feel like I was just super insecure. Like I did not want to take pictures of myself. I was so insecure about my little titties, and my ass wasn't as fat before.
But now it grew.
My ass is pretty fat now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nah, let me stop because people gonna go on my Instagram and be like, okay. Her ass is not that fat.
I mean, it's all about proportion. Charlene is a small, petite girl. Now you're going to want to see the visuals. Hop on YouTube right now. You want to see what she looks like. So, Charlene,
Amy.
I want to get into your gayness.
Okay, we're here.
I'm not trying to like make out with you or anything. Oh. Or maybe.
You're not.
I know.
Like, come on. Stop playing with my feelings.
What you mean? You think I'm pussy?
But we're here.
But we're here. Anyways, I want to know, when did you realize that you liked girls? You know how they say, like, typically, you know, like, from the start.
Okay.
Have you known since you were really young, or?
Okay, I definitely knew that I liked girls on the low.
Okay.
But I feel like I never really came out until, like, my freshman year. When I came out with a girl. Like, I didn't even come out. I didn't even tell nobody I like girls. I just came out with a girl. But I feel like that's okay.
Yeah. Because
people feel pressured to come out.
Yeah.
And I feel like people shouldn't feel pressured. Yeah. I'm too shy to come out. Like,
oh, yeah.
Especially, like, before, because I really cared what people think before.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yo, people are going to think I'm lying. They're going to think I'm not that ass.
They're going to think you're doing this for attention.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I don't know. I don't want to do it.
Okay.
But then I saw a real cute bitch. And
is this your ex-girlfriend?
Ex-girlfriend, yeah. Yeah, like, I remember us being in, like, this, like, LGBTQ plus club.
Okay.
They would, like, talk about, oh, like, talk about how you came out and stuff. And I would just be so shy. Like, I just didn't want to talk about my sexuality at all. But I feel like now I just don't care about anything.
As you shouldn't.
Yeah.
But I like that you said that it doesn't have to be a big thing, because it doesn't.
Yeah, it don't.
And especially if it's
I feel like just come out and do it. Like, if you like somebody, tell them you like them.
Right. And people don't come out and say they're straight, so.
Yeah, they don't.
Why should you come out and say you're gay?
Exactly. Why should you come out and say you like all types? It don't even matter the gender. Why should you do that?
So do you consider yourself bisexual?
I don't really label myself. I don't like labels.
Okay.
Because there's so many. So if that's the case, I would just have to really put down. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, I feel like LGBTQ plus is just extra. Like, there's just too many labels for me to label myself.
Can you picture yourself marrying a guy? Like, are you more inclined towards one sex?
No, I'm not. I mean, I am, like, mostly interested in girls, for real.
Okay.
But if there's a guy out there that I meet and we vibe and he fucked me good, then that's a different story. I'm not trying to say, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're not trying to close the door on anything.
Yeah.
And you want to keep your options open.
Wait. Okay, shot o'clock.
Shot o'clock.
Cheers.
She swallows.
ASMR. Now she swallows. Yo, you're hilarious.
Side note. Do you like sucking dick?
Do I like it?
Do you do it?
Jesus. I mean, I would do it if I like you.
Okay.
If I don't like you, I won't do it.
As it should be.
But I mean, who's fucking someone that they don't like? That's true.
Yeah. Okay. So, since you don't identify as anything.
Okay.
And
I actually identify as a god.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande. God is a woman.
Oh my God. Okay. But okay. Actually, that's a good idea.
God is a woman. Good idea. Thanks, Ariana Grande.
Thank you for that.
But do you feel like the people that you're dating have an issue with the fact that if you wanted to, you could cheat on them with anybody?
Sheesh.
It's not just other men they have to worry about. It's other women that they have to worry about, or vice versa.
They got to have real trust in me. For real.
And confidence.
That. Yeah.
Okay, but has that ever been an issue for you?
That definitely been an issue. Like, my ex, my recent ex, she didn't fuck with that I like guys. Like, she'll be like, so what, are you bi? Like, you're telling me you're bi right now? Like, she was really upset about it. But I'm just like, I mean, I'm fucking with her only. So at the moment, I just felt like, no, I'm not interested in guys. I'm just interested in you. So does that make me gay? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm fucking with a guy, I'm not going to say I fuck with girls too, unless he wants me to. Because I feel like with guys, it's easier because they'd be like, three.
Because I was going to say, if you're dating a girl, for example, and you're texting a guy, how do you know when that line is cheating?
I can't text no guy if I'm fucking with a girl.
All right, yeah. Makes sense.
Like, look at me.
You know what they're texting you for.
For real.
You know what they're texting you for. Yeah. I think I'd be crazy jealous if we were dating.
No, same.
If you were dating me.
Yeah, I have trust issues.
Me too.
Okay. And daddy issues.
Me too. We have so much in common.
Okay. Therapod activated.
Okay. Another question along the same lines is, obviously, your partners might feel jealous about you talking to whoever, because it could go either way. Mm-hmm. But do they ever have a problem with your OnlyFans?
Okay, that's a good question, because like my ex, she was a girl.
Okay.
So when I was talking about OnlyFans with her, she was like, no, like unless you're posting shit of us, then that's not going to work.
And she would have been okay with you posting stuff of you guys.
Yeah.
Would you have felt comfortable with that or...
No, I feel like I wouldn't, because I wouldn't. I feel like that's private just for us.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So you wouldn't want your actual partner to be in your content?
Yeah, no. Is that weird?
I'm just trying to think how I would perceive that if I was your partner.
Oh, okay.
Like, but babe, I want to be on it too.
Yeah, that's true.
Or like,
true.
If it's really about the money, we can make more money if we do it together. But you don't want to do that? What, are you hiding me?
I'm crazy. Maybe. Not playing. No, I just feel like that's more of a, like, us type of thing. Like, it feels more special if it was just us.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if people are looking at it, then it's not as special. It's, like, whatever.
So your content is just you?
Yeah. Very exclusive.
Are you getting naked?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Let's just get straight into it. Yes, I am.
That's dope. I really do think that's dope. I thought about making an OnlyFans once.
You should.
Yeah, it was just for my feet though, because I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired of posting my feet and it's for free, and then people like say stuff like, "Actually,
I never post my feet.
I'm not posting my feet anymore.
I never find guys like that.
Really?
Do you?
All the time.
Yo, really?
Guys have a feet thing for real. I swear to God. And it's crazy because my whole life I was insecure about like how my feet looked. And now that I'm older, I'm like, damn, my feet are cute.
No, that's interesting. If guys really are interested like in that on your Instagram, mm-hmm. then you
capitalize
should
capitalize on it.
Yeah, you should really do it. Be like, take a picture of your feet, put an emoji on it. Be like, who want to see my feet?
Yeah. I remember one time specifically, 7th grade, I'm getting off the bus and... me and some friends, we used to like stand at the bus stop. I think we were like 13 at the time.
I can't believe you remember this. My memory is so bad.
Not because this was like my first like, oh, he wants me to take off my shoes. Like,
like, you said you were 13?
Yeah, I was 13. He was like, yo, take off your shoes. And I was super innocent, okay, for a really long time. So I did.
Oh my Wait, in the bus stop?
No, at the bus stop, yeah. After we got off, before we went to our houses, we stood there and I took off my shoes and I showed them
Yo,
my feet.
Yo, Amy, what the
What's wrong with that?
I would be like, the fuck you want me to take off my shoes for?
I should have asked, but now I know. Okay. Anyways, moral of the story. I thought about making an OnlyFans.
Yo, that's so funny that you did that, but...
But it wouldn't let me make an account, and then I was like, you know what, that's a sign.
No, that's not a sign, because that happened to me mad times.
Really?
Like, it wouldn't let me make an account, but you just gotta keep trying. You gotta have faith in yourself. Make that account.
I should. I got too much to promote. I gotta promote the pod, maybe my potential OnlyFans,
there's
you know?
Too much.
It's just too much going on.
Just one at a time.
And then I gotta...
Enjoy season 3 for now.
Season 3.
Yes. It makes me nervous, though, because I don't like myself close up.
What are you saying? You don't need to see your full body to know that you're a bad
no,
bitch.
No, of course not. But I just feel like being on camera is too much. Like, I'm never on camera. I mean, I'm on camera, but I feel like nobody ever hears my voice.
You sound hot.
Thank you. But, like, are you trying to fuck with me? What's going on? It's too much at once. Like, I never really post videos of myself. Like, and if I do, it's on mute. You know what I mean? So now that is close up and personal.
Personal.
We're here right now. And I'm speaking into a mic.
Speaking of mics, do you ever feel like when you have sex with a man? Do you ever feel
like... Yo, speaking of mics, what the heck got to do with mics?
You know what I'm saying. Do you ever feel like you're weirded out or grossed out by a dick's appearance? Or do you not think about it like that? Or are you ever like, your dick is too big, like I can't?
First of all, that's rare for these motherfuckers. Mm. Okay.
Second of all. I beg to differ.
Okay, put me on. Like, I mean, I never looked at no weird dick before. I mean, no dislocated ass dick before.
No, not dislocated or weird. Okay, because I know some girls that are just into girls. I know you're not. That's
when
not
when I'm
case.
In a relationship with a girl, I look at other guys and be like, ew. Ew. Ew as fuck. Okay. But, I mean, if I'm fucking with a guy and I like him, I don't look at it like that. Let's see what you got for me, huh?
Okay, so
this is about to get real interesting.
Okay, yeah, because I was just curious. How do you feel about your orgasms then when it comes to men or women?
Honestly, I feel like it's easier with girls.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Like, I feel like guys do it for themselves, for real. Like, with girls, it's different. Like, they do it to pleasure me.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, if you say so, like, if you want to.
Yeah, yeah. I think it also depends on the guy that you date, too,
though. Yeah, that's true, yeah. If he really likes you, then he gonna eat that punani.
Right.
You know, like, I met this guy before, and he was trying to fuck with me, and he's like, I don't eat pussy.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, yo, what do you mean? Like, you're sitting here, and you're telling me you want me to suck your dick, and you can't eat my pussy?
That's like DJ Khaled.
Wait, what?
DJ Khaled doesn't eat his wife's box.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Ew.
To eat their own.
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about him like, you want her to eat your pussy? I mean, eat your dick up? You want her to eat your dick up?
Yeah.
That's not okay. DJ Khaled?
The one and only. Yeah.
No, that's just wild to me that guys are like that.
I think I asked that because, what was the question? What did I ask?
You asked her if she gets icked out by dick.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't. Unless I really, like, if I don't like you and you're looking my way, I'm going to think about that and I'm going to just gag and be like, ew.
Okay.
But if I like you and you look good, which is rare, but if you look good, then I'm going to want to eat it up like a Lunchable.
Nice. All right. So what about experience-wise? How did you know what to do with a girl? Or how did you know what to do with a guy? Whatever came second.
Yeah, my first sexual experience was definitely with a girl. Like, yeah. I lost my virginity to a girl. I mean, I didn't really enjoy it at first. Because you know how it is when you first lose your virginity, for real. Mm-hmm. Oh, lip gloss time.
Lip gloss time.
You know how it is when you first lose your virginity to a girl? I mean, lose your virginity, period. But I lost my virginity to a strap.
Oh.
Where's that dun-dun-dun button? Where's that at? But like, I lost it to a strap. So it was weird. Like, it was mad hard and mushy. Like, it wasn't no extra skin type of shit.
I'm so interested. Okay, because you said you date studs mainly.
Mm-hmm.
So is it usually with a strap?
Okay, can I just say something?
Please.
Because at first, because my first ex, like my first time with a girl, she wasn't about no strap. Like, she did not fuck with that. She was like, that's just weird. So she didn't fuck with straps. Mm. So I was always like, I don't care. Like, I wouldn't want to fuck with a strap either way.
Okay.
Until I got with my ex. Mm. And she was like, yo, let's fuck with a strap. Ooh. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to do that. But she kind of like convinced me that it was okay, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
I don't know if strap-ons were like just like a hard dick that kind of is
movable. It's definitely a hard dick that bends and shit.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, that's just cool.
So is it like, describe the scenario. So you and your ex-girlfriend are hooking up. Yeah. I don't mean to bring up
your
ex.
Yeah.
But are you guys like getting hot and heavy and then they're like, hold on 1 second. And then they go to the drawer?
I'd be like, I mean, not really. It depends. Because you know how it is at the moment.
Okay.
You know how it is at the moment. So I guess like we'll like get into it or whatever, you know, foreplay or whatever.
Foreplay.
And then I'll be like, go get it. I'll be like, pull it out. But yeah, that's really it.
Okay.
It's not hard. It takes 2 seconds.
It's like, and one if of those it takes clips more, in the back, like how does it work?
I mean, there is those, but she didn't use those.
Okay.
Like there's like boxers, you get to just put them on, put it in through the hole.
Oh. I love her. Okay. I think
did we answer everything?
All of my questions.
Really?
Yeah. Aww. But people on Instagram have questions for you. Some of them we already covered. Like how much is she making an average a week?
I don't think I make as much as I want to make, but that's because I just started off. So please go sub.
Please, what is it again?
Bad Petite Mommy.
Okay.
Bad Petite Mommy.
M-A-M-I. Just one I.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. I probably should have put more eyes so they can like understand that it's not really mommy.
Much. Okay.
You know what I mean? Not just mommy.
No, yeah. It's not. Another person asked what she thinks about her kids being bullied because she does OnlyFans. So you don't have kids.
I don't.
But if you were to have kids, would you feel a way about that? How would you tell your kids, like, what it is?
If I were to have kids, that don't really sound too realistic. Can we do siblings? Well, yeah. Can we do siblings? Because it feels more realistic. Okay. If my siblings were getting bullied at school because their sister has an OnlyFans and she's considered a hoe.
Okay.
I'd be like, tell them to pull up. And let's see if they really bout it. Yeah. Because I don't know. I don't fuck with that bullying shit. And I'll tell them to stand up for themselves too. Like, actually, you should subscribe. You should subscribe to my sister's shit and really see what the fuck she's about.
Oh, man.
Instead of judging.
Yeah. You want to go to a museum? You want to go to a museum date? Subscribe to her OnlyFans, okay? Charlene.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you so fucking much for being on.
Are we coming to an end?
This is it. I'm gone here. Is there anything else you wanted to say? Is there anything else you want to say to the XYXX audience?
I just want to say I can't believe I'm on here.
I'm so excited.
Because I'd be listening to this shit. Like, I was just going through my pictures because I have to delete, like, a whole bunch of pictures on my... Because I have, like, 10,000 pictures. Like, that's crazy. And I'm, like, going through it and I just see, like... mass screenshots of your podcast and I'm like, oh, like I literally used to listen to this shit every day, like getting ready to go to work and everything.
All right,
so the fact that I'm here,
full circle moment,
that's crazy.
Charlene,
hold my hand.
You're so cute. Okay, thank you, Charlene, so much for being on, honestly, for being vulnerable, for sharing your story. Thank you for watching.
Subscribe.
What's your IG for them?
Charlene Perez, Charlene Perez. And then Bad Petite Mommy on OF.
Yeah, she'll see you there. Okay.
I'll see you there.
Thank you guys so much for joining and tuning in. It's been wonderful. Please follow us on our Instagram. It's XYXX Podcast. Follow me. It's at Feeding Feelings. And I will see you guys next week. We're doing the thing. Okay. Bye.